You're on So Hot Right Now with me, Sophie Lai. Urban Theatre Projects has always been dedicated to sharing real and personal tales about contemporary Australian issues, and the 2018 program has been revealed. Artistic Director Rosie Dennis is on the line to give you a bit more of an insight of the upcoming program. Good morning, Rosie.
Hi, how are you going, Sophie?
Very good. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
You launched the 2018 program on Wednesday, and it is huge. From UTP, it's pretty much a development agency. How did you come about this massive expansion?
Look, I think we've been working towards it for the last 5 years, and I think some people might remember a couple of years ago there was all that. When Catalyst was established with George Brandis, and you know that money got moved from Australia Council and then kind of came back last year. I mean, pre that we were sort of thinking, okay, Western Sydney is incredible with all these amazing stories, really terrific artists. We're a company that's been around for 35 years. How do we want to respond to kind of that growth of Western Sydney, and what's our role in kind of supporting the next generation of artists coming from the West? So we were on that trajectory, kind of pre all those cuts. And then for a couple of years, we were like, okay, this is interesting. We need to sort of stabilise and just make sure that everything's, that we're going to be around for the future. And we are. So I guess our 2018 program's really about celebrating that, you know, we're a company 35 years in Western, not entirely in Western Sydney in those 35 years, but predominantly. Mm. And there are really interesting and exciting artists working out of Western Sydney with really terrific stories. And, I mean, I think our role is kind of working with artists in some respect at the beginning of their careers, you know, and that's always that's a great place to be, because it's great to be at the beginning of someone's career, and it's great to be able to watch where they kind of progress onto. So yes, the program is big, and it's full of we're supporting a lot of artists just to seed new work. You know, we've got a whole Blue Sky residency program which has got people like Queen G in there, and Nancy Dennis, Fadia Aboud, Alyssa Ghazal, Lucky Lati, Brie Van Rijk, Ensemble Offspring. So that's all ideas, the engine room, come in and see what's there, come and have a play. But then there's other works like the Biennian Hopping Spirit House, which actually we've been working on for 5 years. Was commissioned back in 2013 by Filipino artist Alwyn Romello, and we're really thrilled that We're gifting it to the Museo Pombato in the Philippines, and they'll be the South Asia Pacific custodians of the house. And its first outing over there will be the inaugural Manila Biennale. So that's great, just that we can start to have a conversation, with international partners really about the work that we're making. So.
But one of the biggest expansions that you're making is you're expanding to Barangaroo next year.
Yes, we are, and that's pretty incredible. So that's a 3-year partnership that we've got with Barangaroo, and that's for a work. We're working with an Aboriginal architect from Queensland called Kevin O'Brien, and we had a conversation with Kevin and gave him a brief that we wanted to create a surround sound listening space to premiere First Peoples stories, contemporary stories. So, you can gather around kind of a fire and have a yarn, which is one way kind of we can share story. But as a company, we're interested in finding contemporary and new ways to tell stories. So we thought, what's it like to have a purpose-built space, really, where people kind of come in small audiences at a time for a very concentrated listening experience to these new stories that will always be connected to place. I guess people who know Urban Theatre Projects know that we're a company that, we work site specifically a lot of the time, so our work is often connected to the place that we're working in. Mm. And I think it's really exciting to think we can have that conversation with the site of Barangaroo over the next 3 years. Daniel Browning is the curator of Black Box, and he's got some really just some really exciting ideas of what that program can kind of be down there. And the way Kevin's designed Black Box is it doesn't have a floor.
Right.
So the form of the we're calling it a pavilion because it's quite big. It's 8 by 8 meters and 3 meters high. So it'll be and we're going to install it kind of right down as close to the harbour as we can get, really. Mm-hmm. And the idea of it not having a floor is that wherever it goes, it can always connect to country, and the audience are always sitting on country. So we premiere that at Barangaroo, but we really hope that'll have an international life, actually, and be able to have, you know, a broader conversation between First Nations countries, you know, in Australia, and overseas. So can you hear all those cicadas? Sorry.
We can, but, you know, great okay. Atmos.
Okay, sorry about that. It's very loud. It's just the rain, I think, and they're, they've all come out.
They're happy chappies out there. Now, moving back into Western Sydney, the Right Here, Right Now Festival in Blacktown, you've got a new space out there.
Yeah, we do. So with Blacktown Arts, they've supported us and helped us establish, we're calling it a satellite hub of urban theatre projects in Blacktown. And literally today, the floor is getting laid. It's pretty exciting. We've had a team in there. I think we've had about 6 painters in there painting the whole place. We've knocked down all the walls. Rewired it so it's all really safe, and yes, then that'll be a great little studio, and it'll be our base when we're in Blacktown, but also an artist studio where we're going to be making most of our Right Here, Right Now program, which that's new next year, and we're launching that as a contemporary place-based festival. And we've commissioned already five artists or 5 groups who've been making work for that festival all this year in Blacktown. Those artists are Mahashi Raval, who's a tabla player. He's a fairly well-known musician. Roslyn Oates, who's a fantastic director from Melbourne, who's had a really long history with urban theatre projects. She directed I'm Your Man. People might know that. Hello Goodbye was just up in Sydney as well. Hello Goodbye, Happy Birthday. Rajni Shah is a UK-based artist. Meg Wilson from South Australia. There's a freight train coming now, sorry. Luke Carman, terrific writer. He's been working with such an exciting group of emerging writers about the intimacy of suburbia. And I can't wait to kind of, read their final draft. So that'll be in November. So we've still got a year to kind of finish making all those works. And, then we're... We'll stage that work kind of in Blacktown CBD in a range of different locations. And we're just, we're location scouting right now. We have been for about the last 3 months. So, and there's some interesting spaces that we hope, audiences will kind of come and experience these works. So, it's pretty exciting next year.
It sounds like you're doing a lot more installation work. Is that kind of a bit different for something that's called urban theatre projects as opposed to all the live art?
We definitely are. The company's working much more across art forms than it has in the past. But I think that theatre's about people coming together, really, and sharing conversation about work that they've kind of found inspiring or that's triggered something for them, and you want to have that conversation. So whether that's, in installation or live work, something like Black Box, that's been commissioned as a pavilion piece that Kevin's designed, but really people will still come together to listen to these stories. So... I think theatre, increasingly the boundaries are blurred, and I think we're one of the companies that's always kind of looked at how we can blur those boundaries, and look at giving people presenting work in really different ways and letting the content dictate the art form, if that makes sense. As opposed to everything we do is, got to fit a black box or a white box. Like, okay, this is the story we want to tell. What's the best way to tell that, and what's the best art form?
Fantastic. Mm. Well, Rosie, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. We can't wait to see what UTP unveil next year because it sounds incredible.
Yeah, thank you. And have a great Saturday.
You too.